This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
Daryl, let's go back to Jameis Winston, because I think that when Jameis was talking about Deshaun in particular today, he has clearly taken the high road on a lot of this stuff. It would be really easy for Jameis to say, "Yeah, you know what, not my business to talk about," but he has fully had Deshaun's back on a lot of things that we've been talking about as far as his future is concerned. Yeah. And I thought Jameis was really good at talking about that today.
Yeah, and I don't know that there's a lot of conversation to be had right now about Deshaun's future as far as when it comes to this season, because no disrespect, but he's irrelevant now. He's out for the year. There's nothing really to evaluate at this point, right? You can't trade him. There's nothing you can do about it. We all know the situation. They're stuck with the contract. Obviously, Jameis or none of his teammates are going to say anything negative about Deshaun. But I will say this, Andy. I don't think it was a secret or a surprise that all of a sudden the offensive line looked better. All of a sudden the offense looked better. It looked competent. It was fun to watch. Like, I don't think that's by accident. And you go back to last year with the Joe Flacco stuff, and I know – our listeners and Browns fans get tired of hearing me talking about Joe Flacco, but it was what it was. Like, you're talking about quarterbacks who could have played the rust card,
right?
Have rust, who did come out and just light it up and throw for 300 yards, right? Mm-hmm. Flacco did it 4 in his 5 starts. Winston right now is 1-for-1. Deshaun Watson is 0-for-19. This offense scored with Joe Flacco. This offense scored with Jameis Winston. This offense does not score with Deshaun Watson. So, I'll leave fans to draw their own conclusions. I know where I come out on things. I don't think Deshaun can play anymore. The results speak for themselves, and it is what it is. But I don't think that there's a lot that, can come from expending a lot of energy talking about or debating about what Watson's future with the Browns looks like right now when you're in the middle of a season. Yes, they're 2-6. This is a very big game. The trade deadline is a week from Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. I don't know how you feel about this, but I kind of feel like Sunday's a big game if they win.
I do too. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Maybe Andrew Berry doesn't sell as much. If they lose, well, then the closeout sale begins, right?
Yeah. Let me just bring this up. I'll ask you the one question that just seems to be really relevant with Deshaun. And I think you alluded to this after the game. When I hear people talk about Deshaun's future, I hear people say he'll never play another down for the Browns again. I've heard that, or he shouldn't play for the Browns again, ever again. Not even should. I hear it with definitive talk. Like, he's done. We don't want to see – not that we don't want to see him anymore. It's just that he's probably taking his last snap for the Browns. Based on the contract, there's just no way I can say that with a conviction that I'm hearing some people use. Just respond to that.
Well, the Houston Texans in 2021 went with a 52-man roster. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, Andy, I think that's what's going to happen next year. Mm. I think the Browns will go with a 52-man roster. He will have full access for rehab and all that to the facility. And I think that they can just say to him, look, you do you. Whatever you want to do, we support. We're not putting you on the field. You will be paid. You will be paid what you're owed the next 2 years, but your days as a starting quarterback here are over. Now, if you would like to restructure the contract in a way that allows us to trade you, and again, that's assuming that anybody wants to trade Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Or I should say trade for Deshaun
Watson. This feels kind of similar a little bit to what Houston was doing, right? Before right. we picked him up from Houston.
Correct. And make it then sure we can have that conversation, but let's be honest about it. No one's going to trade for Deshaun Watson. I think teams will trade for Anthony Richardson this offseason.
Wait, I got to tap out. I'll be right back. Oh. Okay, I'm coming back. So.
But you
should have heard Greg Williams talk about that. I'll just give you a really quick little story there. He came out and he's just like, he should be selling beer. Like he shouldn't even be in this. If you get a chance and you want a good laugh, go back and listen to our Tuesday interview with Greg Williams, because Greg just absolutely crushed him. And what's crazy is as he was saying it, as soon as the interview aired, then we saw the story right away that he had been benched.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as Deshaun goes, I think that that's how they have to handle it. There's cap implications. There's voidable years on the back end of the contract that they use to lower cap numbers. So I'm going to say that it'll be a post June 1st cut in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
52-man roster next year. Post June 1 cut 2026, unless Deshaun, which he would be completely stupid to do,
right,
gives money back and says, let's just get out of this contract and I'll go, you know, similar to what happened with Houston.
Right.
Remember, he had just signed with the Texans. I think it was 5 years, 125. I could be off on that number. That's just off the top of my head.
Sure.
And then that contract just magically kind of just went away. And then the Browns, 5 year 230 kicked in. They basically mm-hmm. tore up the Texans kind. So unless he's going to do that again, he's not getting $46 million a year. He might get $4.6 million per year, but it depends if he really wants out of Cleveland that bad, or if he's just happy to take his money, sit back and I'll be honest with you. I think if he does that, his NFL career is over, because then he will have played 19 games in
since, Yeah, that'll be since 2020, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know that anybody's going to give him anything. So, but again, I think that those are conversations down the road. And Jameis is, and those that listened on Wednesday, Jameis really trying to keep the focus on Wednesday, trying to keep the focus on this week and trying to win this week and carry things over. And I think that that's where the Browns are as well. I mean, Kevin Stefanski was even asked about the trade deadline upcoming. And as we were talking about the importance of this weekend's game, as far as the buy sell thing. And he's like, hey, Andrew and I may talk every day, but I'm not in the weeds with him. If there's something that I need to know, he'll let me know. Otherwise, that's his department. My job's to coach the 53 guys that get put on the football field every week.
All right, I want to talk about Jameis, and I want to talk about the future. We'll do that when we come back. It's always game day in Cleveland. It is always game day in Cleveland, brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Okay, Daryl, so we did talk about in the first segment a little bit about Deshaun and his contract and what might happen there. So here's my question for you about Jameis. What if Jameis looks great? I mean, he's still young enough that you might want to think about signing him to something long-term, more than just this season, if he can do something this year that makes you say, you know what, maybe this is a guy that can lead us into the future, and it might not even be deep into the future, but maybe enough to draft a quarterback, let him groom, or, like we talked about it today, that if DTR could be the man, that would be the absolute best solution, because to get Deshaun back, or to get Jameis back, you might be looking at a $15 to $20 million deal. Can you afford to do that while you're paying Deshaun and try to slide forward? Because you do know you'll be able to move some of the cap numbers around just because of, getting Deshaun to take cash up front next year. But so your thoughts on more about Jameis being a long-term quarterback for the Browns, and fiscally, is that even possible?
Well, what I, assuming Jameis plays at the level we saw him play against the Ravens, what I would do is I would do a Baker Mayfield style quarter contract for him. Go, you know, hey, 3 years, $100 million. But I'm only guaranteeing maybe $50 million of that. And you can hit the eject button after 2026. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
this way you.
Although I think if the Browns really feel that, you probably, and I know you just threw 2026 out there, but Deshaun's still on till 2026.
Right.
Unless they can get rid of it.
My point is
this, and it gives you a chance to draft a guy too and still have Jameis be a mentor in some ways. If you want to do that, yeah.
I don't know if there's a guy to draft this year.
I'm not even saying, but if with 2026, it's either this year or next year.
Yeah, right? But early returns on this draft class are not very good.
No, I know. I've seen that. Yeah, I get it. But
so I as far as DTR goes, I think that there's some growth that still needs to happen there. That's why, like, I am not in the camp of trade. The only way I trade Jameis Winston is if I'm getting a second round pick for the guy, which
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's be honest about it, and this isn't anything against Jameis, I just don't think you're getting a second-round pick for him. So I would rather hang on to him, watch what he does the rest of the year, and then you can make, you know, as you're talking about, the decision about keeping him around. Because I do feel like if he does play at this level the rest of the season, yeah, he can be the bridge quarterback. He can start here for a couple of years until you get out from underneath the Deshaun contract and you figure out, you know, what the quarterback carousel, you know, how that's going to spin going forward. But there's a lot of football that still has to be played, right? They got 9 more games. By my math, they have to go 8-1 over those 9 games.
And you know you have Kansas City coming up down the road too.
At worst, 7-2. But then that second loss has to be to an NFC opponent. You basically have to sweep and run the table in the AFC. This way, if you end up 9-8, you have tiebreakers to get in front of another, you know, 9-8 team.
Right.
To me, 10-7 is the sweet spot to get into the playoffs. And we saw last year, like, 10-7 was not a guarantee that you're getting into the playoffs.
No.
I honestly don't feel like the playoff conversation is even applicable until they, like, rip off 4 straight wins and they get themselves back to .500.
Yeah.
Then we can start having that conversation. But until that happens, which, oh, by the way, looking at schedule, that's not until December. We can't start having that cut, because that means they got to beat the Chargers, the Saints, and the Steelers and the Broncos.
Have to win November.
Yeah, they have to sweep the month of November. Okay, so again, Chargers, Saints, Steelers, Broncos have to sweep those games. That gets you back to .500. Then you can start having the conversation about potentially, you know, making the playoffs. But then you go to Pittsburgh, home for the Chiefs, at Cincinnati, back home for the Dolphins, at Baltimore. And oh, by the way, guess what starts next week?
Flex scheduling? I don't know what.
Filming for Hard Knocks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, man. Well, let me ask you this. You tell me the tone. Like, I had been told by folks that when Flacco was in that locker room last year, that it's the best locker room they had seen in decades.
I can confirm that.
Okay. And so does Jameis give this team that same kind of lift?
It's only been 1 week, but I do see some parallels.
I mean, players aren't going to rip. They're not ripping Deshaun. So, but you can tell just by renewed energy, I think. I tell you, I walked out of the stadium on Sunday and I was renewed. I just kind of felt like, okay, maybe they don't make the playoffs this year, but I still think they have the talent on this team that doesn't crush all of my dreams. Most of my dreams were already crushed before last week.
It gives you a reason to still watch and pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to fall asleep during the game. It's going to be entertaining. We know the Jameis Winston experience, right?
Yeah.
He's going to throw as many touchdowns as he does interceptions. Let's be honest about that Ravens performance. First.
Oh, I got lucky on two big plays against a defensive backfield that was beat up.
100%, right? He should have thrown at least two, maybe three interceptions on Sunday. Ravens couldn't catch the football. They had backups on the field. Good news, right? Mm-hmm. You look at this Chargers defense. They allow the fewest points in the NFL at just over 13 points per game. They don't give up a lot of yardage. It's a very good defensive front that they're going to face. They're a physical team. John Harbaugh's Ravens, Jim Harbaugh's Chargers. And a lot of guys that I spoke with Wednesday in the locker room said, yeah, some different schemes in that. But when you look at both the Ravens and the Chargers, you see the Harbaugh influence in both of them. Kevin Stefanski mentioned that too, that, yeah, they're, you know, two different minds and what, but there are some parallels between those two and how they approach, how they play, how they scheme, and the physicality that they bring to the field. So this one is not going to be easy on Sunday. Like, let's not, you know, start chalking up automatic victories. Now, Jameis Winston had a great quote. He always has great quotes. But I asked him about, like, the Chargers' physical defense. And, you know, he was very calm. He said, yeah, they got guys. They got Khalil Mack, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, Joey Bosa. But I have some guys. I've got Nick Chubb. I've got Wyatt Teller. I've got Ethan Posick. I've got receivers. I got guys that can make plays for me. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I go into this respecting what the Chargers have. But also, too, I have confidence in the players I have. I mean, he was asked about DeJuan Jones at left tackle, and he said, yeah, I think he can be one of the best left tackles in the National Football League, which that's high praise. Now, part of that might be Jameis feeling the mood and things like that. But what have I told you in the past when I was critical of DeJuan? I was so hard on him because I see the talent.
Right. No, I get it.
And nothing frustrates me more when guys don't live up to the talent, right? That they don't show that on a consistent basis. But he played really well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.